This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman for one last hour before we wrap up the program for today. Newell is back tomorrow. Well, those are two very heavy hours, the first 2 hours. And we'll allow you to sound off on them coming up a little bit later this hour. But right now, I want to go live to our WWL State Capitol Bureau, where Jeff Palermo is standing by as we have less than 6 hours left in the special session of the Louisiana legislature. Jeff, what are lawmakers up to right now as they wind down this special session?
Well, a lot of behind-the-closed-door meetings at this point, which is what you normally see on the final day of the session as they try to iron out some differences in the various bills that are still out there that lawmakers will look to try to pass. That includes the budget. A new fiscal year begins tomorrow, so that has to get done. It's a $34 billion budget, but because of federal coronavirus relief aid, we're not looking at major cuts. When we might see cuts in the budget, that may come next fiscal year, especially if Louisiana's economy does not rebound. Some are concerned at this point that it may not to the level that to cover up obviously some of the spending by the state. But Louisiana received $1.8 billion in federal coronavirus relief aid, and they're putting it to good use, and they're plugging a lot of holes in the budget. So we're not looking at major cuts there. One of the big issues that are still needed to be discussed on whether state workers should get a pay raise or not. There are some lawmakers who say, hey, well, let's hold off on that. Maybe let's decide that later on in the year. So that's one of the discussions. And then, of course, the other reason why this special session was called was to try to pass some sort of a tort reform bill, change the way our civil litigation system is set up so that, according to Republican lawmakers, it could lead to lower auto insurance rates. It would result in settlements that are not as high as they are now. Democrats have been fighting these proposals. The governor's office has not been in support of these proposals because, one, they don't think it's going to lower insurance rates, and, two, they think it's going to hurt a person's ability to receive the money that they are due if they're involved in a car accident. And there's a couple of other bills out there, but those are the two major ones, the tort reform and the budget.
And so those are the two that may come down to the wire. Obviously, the tort reform is not as crucial in terms of timing. If it doesn't get done today, it's not like the state's going to be without a budget. But obviously, the state needs a budget by the close of business today because the new fiscal year starts tomorrow. Is there any concern that they won't be able to iron out their differences and have something done by 6 p.m.?
No, I don't think there's any concern on that. I think if we were looking at some huge budget cuts and discussion on where the cut, and I think if there was major disagreement over that, that would be a concern. I guess the other part of the budget that I should mention that they're trying to figure out as well is that Republicans have been trying to push various tax breaks through to businesses that obviously have been struggling as a result of the economic shutdown and the slow recovery and having restrictions put in place as far as how many people they can serve and whatnot, especially on the restaurant side. So there's a variety of tax breaks. But every time you approve a tax break, then you got to reduce state spending because the budget, not only do they got to pass one by the end of today, but it has to be balanced. It can't be like the federal government where you just You decide whatever you want to spend, and there doesn't need to be any kind of offset as far as cuts to go along with it. So it's got to be a balanced budget. So part of the discussions that are happening at this moment behind closed doors, trying to determine what tax breaks they should approve and then where they're going to have to reduce the budget. Again, we're not looking at any major cuts. TOPS is expected to be fully funded. I mean, higher ed is going to see a slight cut. Public schools shouldn't see much of a cut. Now, some of these things that we talked about pre-COVID, like teacher pay raises again and increased funding for early childhood education, that won't happen. But for the most part, you're looking at a standstill budget from what we just had this fiscal year, which wraps up today.
And those scheduled pay raises, some $60 million worth for state workers, they will not be getting those in this budget.
No, and that's one of the things that I think they're still trying to discuss. When the budget got over to the Senate side, that's where the concern started being brought up by lawmakers, like, wait a minute, how much money does this that's the other part of this, Dave, I guess, to back up just a little bit, is that they have an estimate as far as how much the state will have able to spend, but we know the coronavirus situation is changing. Therefore, the economy is changing, and oil prices are obviously an impact there. Gaming revenues is an impact there. So they have an estimate as far as how much they can spend, but there's a real concern inside the state capitol that the state won't actually have that money, that those revenues will not materialize. So there is a concern that maybe mid-year budget cuts, something that we haven't really seen since the Jindal administration, those might need to be enacted sometime in the fall, maybe early spring, winter, something like that. And that's why there's a concern, let's hold off on giving state workers pay raises until we know the state has the money to give them out.
So that will not happen. But we were talking with Senator Troy Carter earlier, and he said they did send to the governor's desk the bill to give the frontline workers a one-time payment for those who had to be on the job during the initial weeks and months of the COVID-19 pandemic here in Louisiana. Who is getting that money, and how much is it?
Well, we're talking about grocery store workers. We're talking about nurses, EMS people, firefighters. You're looking at bus drivers, sanitation workers, and any other kind of healthcare employees. And that is just a one-time $250 payment. And you have to make less than $50,000 a year. And you had to have, between March 22nd and May 14th, had a report to a job outside of your home for at least 200 hours. So as you mentioned, that bill's heading to the governor's desk. He will sign it. We're all anticipating that. He's already said that he supports it. And then it'll be up to the Department of Revenue to put out some sort of application for people to apply for this money. And then you would get a stimulus check or a deposit, very much like what we saw with the federal government and the $1,200. But unlike that, not everyone will be getting $250. It is, again, just those what they consider essential workers, and they only get the $250, and you got to make less than $50,000. And this money is coming from that $1.8 billion that I talked about earlier in federal money. They're just going to take $50 million from that and then hand out the $250 checks and see how much money they can give out. It was the one thing that Democrats could find. There's been a lot of talk in this special session about giving business owners tax breaks. A lot of Democrats at the Capitol concerned that we weren't doing anything for individuals. Well, here's something that they were able to do. They wish it could be more, but at this point, that's all they can really do is this $250 hazard paycheck, as some are calling it.
They also took some of that $1.8 billion to create a grant program for businesses in Louisiana that did not get any federal assistance through the first few rounds of the loan and grant program. We were told that it's sometime in July that money will be made available. What do we know about that?
Yeah, that money is going to come out of the state treasurer's office is going to handle that money. So John Schroeder right now is coming up with the regulations as far as how that will work. Also, there is money set aside specifically for minority-owned businesses. I think there's like 50 out of that $50 million. But for the first 21 days, the grant program, when it does become open and they start accepting applications, for the first 21 days, it will be any of those businesses that you mentioned that missed out on PPP money or some other kind of small business grant loan program for whatever reason they didn't get it. They would be able to take advantage of this loan program. And then after the 21-day period, it would open it up to others. So, again, the state has, I don't know what the number is, hundreds of thousands of small businesses, and all of them have been impacted by what's occurred here with the economic shutdown.
Yeah, I think Schroeder said up to 450,000 could qualify for up to $15,000 each. And these are businesses with 1 to 49 employees that they're looking at, essentially, who did not get any of that federal money through the CARES Act and through other programs. So those are kind of the two ways that there will be money going directly to either individuals or businesses out of that $1.8 billion that the federal government sent to Louisiana that is also helping balance the budget this year, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, the state received all this money. It came at a good time. It avoids the budget cuts. The concern is, will the federal government help states out again? Because we all know the pandemic's not over. There are people that are still not spending money like they normally do, whether the state's generating sales tax revenues. We know oil prices here are still suffering. So Louisiana's not getting the money that they would get under normal circumstances. So next fiscal year could be a much more difficult budget problem if there isn't more money coming from the federal government. And at this point, it doesn't seem like Congress is looking to help provide another bailout to states who obviously, especially for Louisiana, with the shutdown coming down in March, it was just very difficult for the state to readjust its finances for a fiscal year that was starting in July if they didn't get this federal aid.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see, because the CARES Act really figured on this being a 2 to 3 month economic shutdown and then the economy roaring back after we got through this initial COVID-19 impact. And clearly that's not happening in many states, including here in Louisiana. And so the budget that they passed today, you expect they'll have to revisit it probably in a special session at some point down the road before the regular session in March?
Well, there's already been talk that there may be the need for a fall special session somewhere in October, especially if revenues really start falling down. But what we saw in the Jindal administration is, I mean, there were budget cuts pretty much every year, and they never really needed a special session to address those budget cuts. It was the governor would recommend what the cuts should be, and then the Joint Legislative Budget Committee would then sign off on it. But what we've seen at the state capitol is that there is much more independence now with the state legislature when working with the governor. The state legislature, certainly at this point, especially since it is controlled by Republicans, supermajority basically in both chambers, they're much more independent. This special session was called by lawmakers. This was not a special session called by the governor. So I think lawmakers want to have a big role, want to have a big say on how the state's money will be spent. And if there's going to be a drop off in revenues, and who knows, maybe Republicans will want to try to call a special session in October and look at a way to come up with some sort of economic stimulus package to try to get the economy going, to try to boost revenues up by giving more tax breaks. So that's something else to look forward to. I think there's a good chance we'll see some sort of a special session, maybe not a month-long one like we just saw here that's wrapping up today.
We had the regular session. The moment it ended, the special session ended. That ends by 6 p.m. today. And then maybe we'll get a few months where there's not a legislative session. But I guess a lot of that's going to be determined by what happens with the virus, with the economy, and with so many unknowns in this very strange year that is 2020. Jeff Palermo, we appreciate all your hard work and dedication covering it for us there in Baton Rouge. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you throughout the day and then recapping things for us tomorrow. And then as folks can start getting this money, these small business grants and this one-time payment for frontline workers, we know you'll be giving us the details on how people go about doing that. Anything else we should talk about as we let you go and watch the final 5 hours and 48 minutes of the session?
It's going to go down to the wire. You know, when they passed that tort reform bill in the regular session, a lot of lawmakers didn't know what they were voting on in the end. So hopefully they at least give it to the lawmakers a couple hours before the session set to end.
Any chance that if they pass something and the governor vetoes it, that they call themselves back in for a veto session?
There's that possibility as well. That would happen in July.
All right. Well, we'll follow the bouncing ball. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Palermo here on WWL from our State Capitol Bureau.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.